The Ryan Tuberty Show on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Sky Broadband. With our best ever Wi-Fi all around your home, your world is limitless.
Guten Morgen all, this is Ryan Tuberty at 4 minutes past nine. It being Friday morning, that'll be the 25th of September 2020, which makes it the last Friday in September, which means the scarf nearly came out, but the winter coat is certainly back on. It's chilly in the city here this morning and it's kind of beautiful too. The leaves are brown. What's the song say? The leaves of brown came tumbling down that September in the rain. Beautiful. And yeah, we're glad to be here. It's the last Friday in September, which means that we're into October soon enough. I don't know if it's the right thing to say, but welcome Donegal to the naughty step, level three, the COVIDian naughty step of level three. We're joined by another county and maybe a few more will join us on that step in the next little while. But you do have your, it seems, your wet pubs. I think you're still allowed to have those open. Yeah, here we go. Here's to a better couple of weeks ahead for one and all. More importantly, at this level, let me say a quick thank you to Brian Dobson for entertaining us, if that's the right word, on the radio on Morning Ireland. He was a lovely addition to that squad. I was only speaking to him recently. He passed by the desk. He's one of life's joys. And he's going to be doing the news at one, or joining the news at one. And we are lucky to have him there as well, wherever he is. So, yeah, he's got it. That's a much nicer shift in terms of his clock. That'll be much nicer. Anyways, he's an absolute gentleman and I wish him well in that project. What is it about me and animals? I have loads of animal stories this week. It just happened. Some of them exist, like rats and dogs and stuff, and some don't, like puffins. But either way, I seem to have animal stories come into my life and I was trying to figure out why is this? Because I don't own any animals. And I thought maybe it's because I've always been interested in animals that could talk, in a manner of speaking. So whenever the girls would have had teddy bears of any description, I'd always give them a voice and kind of make them sneeze or cough or do some kind of strange things. And Kermit the Frog would be obviously a mentor and things like that. So either way, I'm drawn to kind of animal stories this morning because there's so many of them. We spoke all week about the president, President Higgins' dog who died, Sheila. And in breakingnews.ie have a lovely showed us a lovely mural has been painted of Sheila in Dublin by an artist known as High King Jack. And High King Jack has done a mural on a graffiti legal graffiti wall near Ring's End, which reads, "Naive Sheila, Mother and a Heron," meaning, Shane, if you don't know, Saint Sheila, the dog of Ireland. It's a lovely mural because it's done like a stained glass by this artist. And as he said himself, he wanted to replicate the stained glass window look for the piece, but it's also reminiscent of the dog that featured on old Irish coinage. If you haven't seen it, have a look. But it's a really nice addition and a lovely tribute. And then I see that sniffer dogs have been deployed at Helsinki Airport to sniff out COVID. Have you heard about this? That sniffer, these dogs are amazing. Researchers at the University of Helsinki, they're overseeing the scheme, which has specially trained corona dogs. And they have a success rate of sniffing out the deadly virus ranging from 94 to 100%. This is extraordinary. So what happens is passengers and staff take a skin swipe, whatever that is. And then they drop the sample. It produces like a wipe of wet wipe or whatever, in a container. That container gets handed over to a trainer across a wall. The dog sniffs the little wipe and goes, "Yep, definitely has corona." Or, "No, leave it fine." So it depends. And if the dog has corona, he has corona, that person will then be sent to hospital in Helsinki for further instructions. If the person doesn't, the dog just goes, "Oh, you're grand, go. You're grand." So the dog sounds like Tommy Cooper. Just goes, "You're grand, just let it go." And they go. There's a picture in the Irish Daily Mail today of a rat, an enormous rat. I'm not a rat guy, being honest with you, but I don't hate them. I just don't want to go for pints with them. And this rat has a medal around its rat neck. And why does the rat have a medal around? Well, it's been congratulated because after being trained by a charity, it's a sniffer rat. Now, we now know that dogs can sniff out corona in Helsinki. Rats can sniff out landmines in Cambodia. Now, this is true. This rat has sniffed out 39 landmines
and 28 items of unexploded ordnance in Cambodia, where up to 6 million landmines were laid in the 70s and 80s. I mean, it's extraordinary. The landmine-sniffing rat, who knew that that would actually be a compliment? And it is. But the headline's good. Boom Crown Rat. King of the Boom Crown. You've got to give it to them. Boom Crown Rat. Now, and then on to animals that don't actually exist, namely puffins. Claire McCarthy got in touch with us from Copenhagen to say if you ever capture one of those imaginary puffins, you might try out this recipe from a book called Cool Cuisine that I bought in Reykjavik once, which, of course, is Iceland, one of my geographical current obsessions of 2020. On the other hand, maybe not. Puffin tastes, I imagine, like a rancid seagull would. Well, I wouldn't know. But sure enough, she encloses a recipe for honey marinated puffin breast. Well, that's something. So you get 8 puffin breasts boned, 2 tablespoons of honey, 2 tablespoons of soy sauce, 3 tablespoons of oil, freshly ground pepper, and a load of cream and some salt. And then it goes into the details, which I won't go into. But I just think that if you ever did see a puffin, it would be, you couldn't eat it. It'd be like beating up an elf. Like, it doesn't exist. And except other than when certain times of the year when it does. But the puffin, meanwhile, of course, does. Look at you, only as a plush toy on a shop shelf. Nice to imagine things. Imagination is a beautiful thing. JP Jordan gave a random tweet where he says, a crime show about a local detective solving cold cases in the Gaeltacht area. He has a suggestion for what you might call this. Local detective solving cold cases in the Gaeltacht area. I'm sure caught you. Yes, give it. Go on, give it to him. Bit of COVID news. UCC Irish Examiner says UCC will ask students who break campus COVID rules to pay €75 to a charity. That is a very ambitious project. You broke the regulation. Yeah. So give €75 to charity. Okay. Do it. I'll do it later. When? Later. Will you? Yeah. You definitely will you? Mm-hmm. Okay, I believe you. Anyway, they're trying their best. The HSE has warned that contact tracers are receiving a hostile reception from some people deemed close contacts of a positive case of COVID-19. God. They were talking on primetime and they said calls have increased significantly in complexity and they're taking longer and the response from some people can be hostile as they're not happy to be identified as a close contact and informed that they must restrict their movements. But that's not the fault of the person making the phone call. He's only trying to make it better for everyone else. Tricky one. But I can imagine you get caught on the hop on the phone going, yeah, you were in touch. You spoke to that person, therefore you have to restrict your moving. Oh, it's awkward, but it's all in the national interest. Close contacts are advised to isolate for 14 days to undertake 2 separate tests for COVID-19. God, it's a hack, isn't it? The time it takes to trace such contacts has almost doubled since schools returned. Yeah, it's difficult all around, but it needs must. Good news. Shannon Joyce, our friend from Y'all, was on. I'm delighted to say that Shannon was diagnosed with, has good news. She had been diagnosed with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma in July 2014. She was 19 years old. Spoke to her on the Late Late Show. Spoke to her here. She's wonderful. Wonderful human being. One of the good, very good people. And she, the disease recurred 5 years later. And in July this year, she confirmed it had returned for the third time. And then, just the other day, she took to social media to reveal that the treatment has cleared up some of her tumours and shrunk the rest. She says, this is great. The sickness is all worth it. Today's scan showed the cancer tumours in my groin are completely cleared up. The tumours in my chest are still there, but shrinking. So it's working. And the end is now in sight. This is great news for Shannon. And I'm delighted for her and for her family. And as she rightly says to her Instagram followers, check yourselves regularly for cancer all over your body, please, because you just never know. So that's good. That's a happy news story this Friday morning. And more happy news from the independent.ie. Irish referee Joy Neville will make further history this November when she becomes the first female television match official in international rugby. The former Ireland number 8 has carved out an excellent career as a referee. Was on the line for Leinster's defeat to Saracens last weekend after having refed the 2017 Women's World Cup final. She will be on duty for a Wales meeting with Georgia and Scotland's battle with Fiji during the Autumn Nations Cup tournament. Congratulations, Joy Neville. to you and your family. Proud moment. I'm delighted for you. That's great. Good news. Alan Partridge is back. Aha. And he's got a statue. Like, it's a mock statue, but it's a great statue. There he is with his knee bent, looking out with binoculars. You know that scene where the hand is under his jacket and on his waist, and he's looking into the distance. And it was given by two fans as a gift to Norwich. And Alan was a bit worried about it at first. He's been tweeting saying, grant my consent and will instruct my legal team to resheath their daggers. So he's going completely for it. In a statement, he said, although this is completely unauthorised, having taken counsel, I'm happy that the statue's attitude and stance are correct. So he's really going for it. He's got a new podcast, which is probably why the statue's there. Called, apparently it's very funny, I'm going to try it this weekend, From the Oast House, the Alan Partridge podcast. As he says himself, all national treasures have a podcast. If David Dimbleby has one, then of course I needed to make one. So that's Partridge doing what he does best, I suspect. 51551 is the text number this morning. While listening to you about the sniffer rat, says Tom, I just had a thought. Has anyone ever reported seeing a small rat? Possibly, and thought it was a mouse. I said to a couple of my friends recently, says D in Dublin, that dogs should be used in airports and sports stadiums, etc., to sniff out COVID. And they laughed at me. I now feel vindicated. Thank you, Finland. Well done, D. Ahead of your time. Isn't there a song? They all laughed. And it's great. Laughed at all these great people who came up with great ideas and great inventions. And then, who's laughing now, kid? This is quite a nice one from Rachel. To ryan@rte.ie. Good deed. Yes, let's do this. And this is a nice story, which says, my husband's uncle, who lives in Dunleary, is a youthful 88-ish and living very independently. And I phoned him the other day to inquire if he wanted any groceries. And he told me that he'd walked up to Glasthule Village in Dublin the previous day, and he went to the local spar, and he told me that he sat down on a flower plant near the shop as he was a bit tired, and the bag was heavier than he thought. And he thought to himself he'd try and hail a taxi on the road. And a lovely young woman passed by and asked him if he was okay. And he explained he was trying to hail a taxi home. And she said she couldn't drive him home herself as she had a two-seater car, baby car, seat and the whole lot. So she got her phone, used the taxi app, got him a taxi home. And he marvelled later at the wonderful technology and the kind-heartedness of the young woman. The old and the younger and technology coming together. So thank you to the woman for her good deed. P.S. Ryan, you also came up in conversation. He listens to you in the morning. Yes. And says you start the show naming the day and the time, which he finds very helpful. So do I. I do it quite selfishly to remind myself what day it is, especially these days when it's hard to know sometimes. Marty was on to say, please say a special hello to my wonderful daughter, Eva, who starts college today in NUIG. Beautiful college. Very proud of her. We all love your show. You are like another member of our family. Ah, brilliant. Who has breakfast with us, and then helps with school runs every morning. We wouldn't survive without you. Well, what are we having for breakfast this morning? If you're going to do the egg, do it properly. I mean, I don't mean to be bossy, but, you know, there's nothing worse. How do you like your eggs in the morning? In 2012, Dr. Cliff, a two-year-old beagle, was sniffing out bacteria bugs that live in the gut in a hospital in Amsterdam. Beagle dogs are amazing. I have two. Not that bright, but I love them, says Ursula. The time is 9:17. We have a busy day and a busy night ahead. I've got some guests I want to bring to your attention. We'll do it all in the next few minutes. Great tune. Derek, my pal in sound over on TV, he's great. He with the other lads, just when the late with no audience, we're kind of rambling around for 15, 20 minutes before, just getting our head together, and he might bang on a few songs, including this, that particular song that I like. They always love me to say on the TV when they're saying, call the song a banger. It's like being in school saying, I'm not going to say that. Tell the teacher you think the song's a banger. So I said, and now the next banger. And of course, they roar laughing and in mockery at me saying the word banger to describe a song. But apparently that's what it is. So now it's gone so out of control. I have to say, apparently this song is a banger and I rather like it. Anyway, that's Franz Ferdinand, who always liked. And I'd forgotten, says the text, how good that song was. Thanks for the memories of what seems like another world 15 years ago. That's for sure. And John just says, I just turned on the radio to a blinding tune by Franz Ferdinand. My mood has soared. Sorry for tuning in late. Yeah, John, where were you? What sort of time do you call this? 9:18 on a Friday morning with us going at full tilt since 9:05. God. But you like the song, which is good. You're lucky, says JB. I'm awake and listening to you because I had to keep reading the Thursday Murder Club until 3:30 this morning. Isn't it so clever? I thoroughly enjoyed it. One of my favourite books this year is the Thursday Murder Club, and we had Richard Osman on the show weeks ago to talk about it, and I see it's number one everywhere, which is great. You're just going to love it. And you know something else? It is. I particularly want to urge you to think about picking up Patrick Frayne's book this weekend. Okay, so Let's Do Your Stupid Idea. It is really good. It actually grows on you. And it's, as I said, it's warm, it's funny, it's clever, it's well, really well written. It's too short. And that is the biggest compliment you can give a book. And very Irish, but lovely. And not one mention of a virus or a disease or anything like that. So pretty nice. Can you please play that song at this time every morning? I can certainly play songs like it. I can try. Sinead tweeted to say, loving the music choice. It's been a long time since I listened to Franz Ferdinand. And we met them, and they were great, really good guys. Fiona is in Galway. She says, it's a beautiful autumn morning here also in Galway. That's the first time I've ever heard, oh, this is about the rat that sniffs out the mind. First time I've ever heard a rat being good for anything. But I always remember David Attenborough being asked by Gabo on The Late Late, is there any animal or mammal that you don't like? To which Attenborough replied, yes, a rat. And that's good enough for me. Take care, but delighted he's finding those awful bombs. Exactly. Didn't know David Rattenborough. Try that. 51551. Yeah, morning, man. Somewhere out there, there's a puffin asking the question, who is this Ryan Tubber do you speak of who dares to deny my existence? Could there be revenge of the puffins? They could be, but they've already got, they'll be doing well to find space in the garden near the mirror where the crow tap, 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 taps all the time. Like a bewinged lunatic. Difficult one. Maya, our old pal Maya Dunphy, good morning. She says, Ryan is right. I better read this out fast. Hate to break it to people, but puffins don't exist. Well said. The ones that have been seen were made by Jim Henson in the 1970s. It's true, Maya. And maybe the puffin deniers among us can probably get together, maybe form a march, go online and tell everyone else they're wrong about the existence of puffins, for which they are, of course they are, because I haven't seen a puffin, and unless you've seen it, it doesn't exist. That's the truth. Dr. Anthony Fauci, heading up the big organization over in the United States about diseases and so on, is going to be joining us on the Late Late Show tonight, along with Mary McAleese and Kelly Harrington and Jedward, and it's just, it's going to be a roller coaster of all sorts tonight. I'm very excited. So do join us after 9:35. Thanks for that honest interview with Roz Purcell, says a text. She says it's good to speak about it, that's for sure. And another says my 9-year-old daughter started losing her hair during lockdown. There you go. It's been an awful experience for her and us watching it. Thankfully, things are improving. And we got great support from wonderful hairdressers. Well, hairdressers are more than hairdressers. They tend to be counsellors and psychologists and psychiatrists, as well as everything else. They've heard it all. My daughter is getting married tomorrow. Is she, says Gina, my head is all over the place. Can you say hello to them? Of course I can. To Sarah Quinnan and Robert Lehip from The Mad Mother of the Bride. You know what? And you're going to have a lovely congratulations, by the way. Did you have the dress and the hat and the fascinator? Yes, sir. Only, what, how many are there? 15 there? Much nicer. Civilized gathering. You don't want all that. 150 close friends. Nah. Good morning. I'm dancing around the kitchen to that banger this morning, as we all now know what a banger is. Margaret says, I'm off to my first live music gig in the Town Hall Theatre in Galway tonight to listen to Mary Coughlan. The feeling of anticipation is like Christmas Eve. Well, been hearing Mary Coughlan on the radio a lot recently. She has got that new album. It's just a different sound for her. It reminded me of Dionne Warwick and Burt Bacharach. Grace, I must play it sometime next week, actually. I loved it. Laura Lydon was on to say, I'm reading a book with my 9-year-old son called Heroes, True Stories of Courageous Animals, like homing pigeons delivering the first messages home on D-Day, Rob the dog who joined the SAS, and Gallipoli Murphy, the donkey who became an ambulance. Brilliant, Laura. I like that. Heroes. I've never heard of that book, but it sounds terrific. Linda Black from Castle Dunbar in West Cork, now in Amsterdam. Yes. Thanks for including me. Introducing me to Fontaines DC yesterday. Living in Amsterdam since 1987 and missing the Irish music scene terribly. Since COVID, I've been working at home and listening to RTE radio much more. Love the show and looking forward to the late, late tonight also. You'll be sick of me by midnight. But still, we have each other to mind each other throughout the day and into the night. Thank you for having Roz Purcell on. My daughter introduced me to her during the lockdown via Instagram. Her exercise regimes, cooking demos, all for free. And she's down to earth, a lovely girl, great role model for everyone. And I'm 50. Wow. Thanks, Roz. We had great laughs with you virtually. Isn't that lovely? Nice compliment and well deserved. She's a lovely person. And on the extraordinary rat who can sniff out landmines and so on, a text from Sive says, it's a case of congratulations. And I have what? No, she says. And I have a Nordy cat that says, aye, when asked anything. He loves bringing me sad rodents. Well done, Sive. You've got your own Nordy cat. Did you bring me a dead mouse?
You good boy? Aye.
The Nordy, don't forget the Nordy cat. He's been a friend of ours all this week and we enjoy his company. Is that right, Nordy cat? 51551 is the text number. Lots more coming in there. We'll get to it all a little later on. But I'll just reach over here and pick up this because in a couple of minutes' time, I'm going to say hello to Peter Donnelly, who you might have read The President's Glasses and The President's Surprise and all these beautiful books, but he's got a new one from Gill Books called The Dead Zoo, about one of my favourite museums in the country, which is essentially the Natural History Museum, but it is a beautiful presentation. Get your hands on this for a child under seven, thereabouts. It's gorgeous, but you'll enjoy it yourself as an adult. It's just a beautiful presentation. So we said, come on, Peter, come and tell us about what's happening. So we'll talk to him a little later on. But first, I'm going to take a break first and then a tune.
The Ryan Tuberty Show on RTE Radio 1.
Lots of comments in about Roz as a long-time sufferer of alopecia. It's great to hear it discussed. I mentioned that already. I think I mentioned that too. So I'll just move on to this one. She says, my husband had alopecia and had a series of steroid injections and his hair grew back and he made a full recovery and he reduced his stress levels too, which I suspect is critical. Good article in the New York Times this morning talking about hair loss due to the stress of COVID. Well, so you can log on to that New York Times article if you wish. And I work as a wig consultant at Bellissimo in Galway. Stress-related alopecia over COVID has rocketed. Well, isn't that fascinating that that is one of the offsets? I mean, there's so many subplots to this story of COVID in terms of what it's done to people, to relationships, to the body, to the mind, to the country, to the finances, to the everything is affected. I don't think we quite know how badly or how well. I was passed by a guy who runs a wine shop of all things yesterday, and he was brushing out the front of his shop. And I said to him, you look like a happy man. He said, I have never sold so much product in my whole life. I said, seriously? He said, yeah. He said, this pandemic has done wonders for the business. And he wasn't being smart. He wasn't necessarily even gloating. That's his business. I said to him, you know what? You took a punt years ago to open a little wine shop like this and you've probably had tough years, but fair play to you. You know, if there can be an uptick for some, good, go for it, you know, if it's possible. Circa was on to say, I just discovered the first positive thing about masks. They are really cozy on a chilly, windy morning. Now, that's a good one. I think I might wear one even when we don't have to. Nah, have a nice weekend. Yeah. You see, because it's cold and it covers the nose and the mouth, and that's a good offset. I'm going to play an unlikely Beatles tune now, and I know you'll groan, but it's only because of the nature of it's the word banger. This is a Beatles banger, as I see it. And when Paul McCartney in the Beatles sang really full on, like something like Helter Skelter or whatever, and he nearly lost his voice because he was just in the zone, he was at his best. And I think, and this isn't a very long song, but it's one of my favourites and you wouldn't hear it very often. But it's him at his rock and roll voice best. So we'll go with this. Bear with me now.
You tell lies thinking I can...
Amazing. You heard that first time when Eddie Rockets opened in Ireland for the first time and they had the jukebox thing and you put 50 cent or 50p or whatever the hell was in it. And I think that might have been the first time I heard that song in any meaningful way because I was in that jukebox setting. You know that Eddie Rockets feels like you're something out of the 50s, anyway, even though it's a 60s song. And I thought, what is that? So that's it. I'll Beatle up this weekend for sure. Thank you to the best team in showbiz who work on the radio show with me day in, day out. Their tolerance level, their patience level is uninsurable by Lloyd's of London and beyond. But thank you. Very grateful. I mean that from the bottom of my cold, cold heart. That's where we're going to leave it for today, though. Thanks, everybody, for listening. I hope you had a nice old week with us. We loved your company. See you tonight on the Late Late Show. It's a bumper show. So we'll see you then. In the meantime, Have a beautiful weekend. Mind yourselves and mind each other and stay tuned for Clare Byrne. Thank you.
The Ryan Tuberty Show on RTE Radio 1.